This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In a few hours, the Census Bureau releases the latest data on poverty in America, and the news could show the most Americans in poverty in decades. It's no coincidence that today broadcaster Tavis Smiley and activist academic Cornel West are heading out on what they call Poverty Tour 2.0. They did something similar last year. The tour starts today with a town hall in Cleveland. And as part of our ongoing wealth and poverty coverage, I'm glad to have Cornel West here with me. He's a professor emeritus at Princeton and current professor of philosophy at Union Theological Seminary. Good to talk with you.
It's my dear joy to talk to you, my brother.
Over 4 days, you're headed to four important swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Florida, I believe. What's the message that you intend to share with voters there?
We simply want to accent the humanity and decency of poor people of all colors. We're trying to keep alive the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., Fannie Lou Hamer. And they said the condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak. And what that means is to make not just poverty as an abstraction, but poor people's lives more and more the center of our public policy. We know that cuts against the grain, but we come from a cut against the grain tradition.
Seems like everybody in both parties are focused rhetorically very much on jobs, 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 right? How is that different than talking about poverty?
Well, one is, even when they talk about jobs, we're talking about jobs with a living wage. You know, 60% of the jobs that people talk about these days and end up generating are low-wage jobs, so you end up with the working poor. It ought to be an oxymoron. It's not a matter of trashing the rich. It's a matter of hating injustice, and that's my tradition. I abhor unfairness, and we have to bear witness to it.
It seems to me I heard the Republicans at their convention talk a lot about poverty. All the stories about the single mom struggling to get by and making sure we all have equality of opportunity is a phrase that they used quite a bit. Are you glad for the kind of attention that poverty got in that venue?
Well, I think it was primarily rhetorical. It's one thing to talk about equality of opportunity. It's another thing to be a Republican Party so tied to the wealthy. But in a democracy, you have to talk about public interest and common good. In order to do that, everybody's got to share in not just the prosperity, but also the sacrifice. And I don't hear that from Brother Paul Ryan, God bless him. And I don't hear it from Brother Mitt Romney.
Okay, so a poverty-focused tour of swing states, how is that not just a call to support Obama and other Democrats?
No, because we're very critical of the Democratic Party. Democratic Party is too beholden to the oligarchs, too. We're trying to acknowledge that as Americans, as citizens, as human beings, we can talk about poverty that pushes both parties. Now, it is true that Barack Obama is much better than Mitt Romney when it comes to being concerned about poor people. But at the same time, I've been scathing in my critique of Barack Obama in terms of his Wall Street government that he put in place with Tim Geithner and company.
So give me one example, a policy that is implementable in the near future that's within our grasp, something that you would like to see happen.
We're simply calling for the incumbent of the White House to have a major conference on the eradication of poverty, bring in all the creative minds, left wing, center, and right wing. We can learn much from a variety of different perspectives, but making poor people's lives a priority in the same way we make war in Afghanistan a priority, same way we make prisons a priority, same way we make bailing out banks priority. Treat poor people the way you treat investment bankers on Wall Street.
Cornel West, been good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I salute you, Brother Jeff. You do a wonderful job, man.